We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I'm gonna snap to that.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's what you do with poetry. Snaps.
Yes, it is.
Forever snap and a million times. Yes. If you missed it. I mean, I feel like we all know by now, but that was Amanda. Oh, what is her last name?
Gorman.
Amanda Gorman's poem for the inauguration. She is the youngest to ever do the inaugural poem, and it's a huge deal. So that being said, Black excellence and amazingness, and welcome to Justice and Juice.
Welcome.
What? Nobody did the juice.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna give you the lead in again.
You're right.
I said it wrong. It's on me. I'll take it. So, welcome you. This is the Black Boy Collective presents Justice and Juice. All right, y'all. We a little tired. I don't know if you can feel it. I don't know how 2021 is treating y'all, but we got a lot going on. I don't know. Laskin Music is looking at me like as if she didn't sound tired, and we all heard it.
I didn't.
All right.
We all heard the fatigue, and that's okay. You know, like,
listen, I'm not going to hide from my vocal fatigue. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not tired.
Nor should you, you know? And the people are going to hear about all the good reasons that you're tired because you're preparing to save the world. And that's very important.
You know, one textbook at a time.
Okay, Paige is doing some very important stuff. I am not, so I don't have the excuse.
I disagree. You are also saving the world one song at a time, one play at a time, one poem at a time.
It's not this one. Just not this one, that's all.
Maybe in 4 years, you can be the inaugural poet.
Ooh, I thought about this. I know a poet laureate from
one of my friends from high school is the poet laureate of where I'm from, and I don't know like how you become that, but I could certainly talk to them about
it. You have to compete, I'm assuming. I've never, you have to like compete in slams and stuff. I would assume that's what you do. I've never been in a competition spoken word, but I have done and performed spoken words.
You should.
I would
totally
love to do that.
It.
I would love to perform at an inauguration.
You can do it at my inauguration. That's fine.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Done. Let's shake on it.
Zoom shake.
So to get us started, I am Casey and I am drinking. I'm still not drinking the alcohols right now, but I'm finding lots of good substitutes. So this is a cute little sparkling cranberry number that has no added sweeteners. So it's still like bitter and nice. It's got that little bite to it. And I added some lemon juice. So that's what I have today in a nice big wine chalice.
I love that.
So you're just sucking on a sour candy.
A lot of juice.
Lemon.
Just very into like
bitter cranberry juice.
Really into bitter juices being put together with a little bit of carbonation. That's been my
throat just the thing.
I feel that just like back here. Yeah, good dough. Delicious.
I really like bitter things. I'm sorry. I feel judged. I feel a little judged.
Don't exactly.
Yeah, I was judging you.
Moving on, Paige. What are you drinking?
Today,
something brown.
It's something very brown.
Oh my God.
What is that?
It's called Averna. It's an Italian Amaro. Averna is like one of my favorite things to sip on. Amaros are like low alcohol content, high in flavor spirits. And I won't give you all an Amaro lesson right now, but if you want one, hit my DMs. I got you. But yeah, so this is, it just kind of tastes like, bitter chocolate and cola, like all together. It's really good. It's like nice and it's easy to drink and yeah, that's what I'm sipping on today.
That sounds
terrible. It's really good.
Great.
It's very, so very yummy. Well, you would actually probably like it because you like bitter things. And
Amaro's
do,
but
bitter,
the chocolate is what's throwing me. The chocolate,
but it's like dark chocolate. It's not like sweet milk chocolate. It's like cocoa powder chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember chocolate cake shots?
No.
No, I'm so sorry.
We're not at that party.
Okay. Oh, I steered clear from that.
Yeah, I was certainly not at that party.
I purposely
didn't. Like,
is that what you're drinking today?
No.
Yeah,
no. Chocolate cake shots are very terrifying because you can drink them, and they're so delicious. But I just remember, we were thinking of bitter and lemons and stuff, and I just thought of that. Anyways, Laska here.
Hey, girl.
Artist, activist, asshole. Of course, I have two beverages, water in one hand, and today I'm not drinking Dewars. Did I have some Dewars today?
Most likely.
Probably. But I have a very full glass of tequila and soda water and a lemon.
Yummy.
It is very full.
It is tall.
We're doing bitter. It is.
Yeah, we're keeping it bitter in this house, and
yeah,
I love that for us.
Yeah, it's a bitter day.
But tequila is, you know, it's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a sweet taste. It's a blanco, so it's not like super, super sweet, but it's good.
I like aged tequilas much better than I like blanco tequilas. Like, I've met people that like strictly drink silver tequila, and I'm like, you're missing out, because like a reposado, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah,
really. And I don't know what you're talking about.
That's
Añejo reposado. Ooh, so good. She's like, what the
fuck? It's tequila that's aged in barrels, like how bourbon is. It's not like aged in a bourbon barrel, but it's aged in wood. So it like imparts the flavors of bourbon. So you get like that like sweeter-ish, smoother note from aged tequila.
Yeah. The darker, the sweeter.
Yep.
On the scale kind of thing. That's how it works.
And it's delicious.
I don't like tequila, but I would try that. I've been told that by tequila drinkers that I need to do a tequila tasting in order to find the tequila that I like. Mm-hmm. And that just sounds like a really bad night for me. That just sounds...
Honestly, if you drink like a lot of silver tequila, I find personally, if I drink a lot of like silver tequila, I'm fucked. But if I drink like a decent amount of aged tequila, I'm not as fucked. And I have no scientific reasoning behind that. I just think that aged tequila is typically better produced and like better made. And it's less shitty. And I think that like you can make like really cheap tequila. And I think that's why people have like such horrible times with it.
I've had really bad times with tequila.
Oh yeah, I've had horrible times. I've gotten so sick on tequila and then had to go to work and like pour people tequila, and I've had to like step away. Like, I've had to be like, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds so awful because the smell is just so. Moving right along.
Just in case we just like, you know, tortured somebody with that.
I know.
If you have a hangover, so sorry.
Trigger warning.
If you have a hangover, tip your bartender extra, because I bet you $100 that bartender is also hungover. That's just our life.
Black business this week that we're going to be highlighting. You guys, my manager did a really, really sweet thing, and for Christmas he gave me a $50 gift card to a bookstore, and I'm just thinking like, oh, this is cute, like this will be a cute little thing for me to do. But I went shopping for the books yesterday, and I realized, so in our meeting when we were deciding whether we were going to sign with each other or not, we spoke for a solid 20 to 30 minutes just about our love for Chicago, the city of Chicago. He lived there for a very long time. I've only been there once, but it was life-changing. Like, I always knew that I would love Chicago, and then the one time I went, I was like, yep, everything I thought is absolutely true. So
that's the place with the big bean, right?
Yes. God, Alaska, you would love it. It's like the art is so rich. I feel like it's all the good things about New York, but without all the bad things.
I love
so it's
New
like
York.
Clean.
New York, that's
the people
how I
are
felt
kinder,
about New York.
But the art is so dirty and stinky and mean. I hate it.
I actually love the coolest people in New York.
New York was the first place I ever went that was actually the way I thought it was going to be when I got there. I was like, oh yeah, this is New York. Like, there was like steam, and like people were like, and I was like, let's open up a restaurant in San Jose. You know, just walking down the subway, just living my best New York, but
very good. That's all you can do. That's how I felt too. Like, the second I stepped out of the plane, I was like, is this home?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Is this home?
I think I'm from here.
I am obsessed with that city. I lived there for school for like 3 or 4 months. And it was like the best 4 months of my life.
I feel like New York is the city for masochists. Because there's not everything
to elaborate.
Everything is just harder. Everything you do is harder. Literally everything. Simple things like grocery shopping or doing laundry or getting up to your apartment. Like everything is harder for no reason at all.
Or are just people really fucking lazy in LA? They're just like, nah,
no, that's not it. I should be able to grocery shop and know that I can carry my groceries into my home without a problem.
You can. You just have to like know what you're doing. You go once a week and you get 2 bags worth of stuff and that's all you can do. And sometimes you have to stop and take a second and that's it.
You know what? Wizard, what do you think?
Yes.
I've never been to Chicago. I've heard it's great, but I do love New York. It's one of my favorite cities in the entire universe. And a place that I would always say is like a mini, mini New York is Portland, Oregon.
I love Portland, Oregon.
And that's like really a tiny version of New York, but Chicago is, I mean, massive compared to Portland.
Right. But, I've never been to Portland, but I do think I would like Portland. It also does not.
You would move to Portland tomorrow, I swear.
I'm sure. That's why I'm curious about your comparison to New York to Portland. I'm like, that feels vastly different.
It's like a small little one. The very first tattoo I ever got was in Portland.
Is it also dirty and uncomfortable?
No, it has all the
wonderful. Then it's not like New York.
No, but it has part. What I'm saying about New York is that the Northwest doesn't really have very vibrant downtowns. Okay. Portland is a vibrant downtown where you can walk to shops, restaurants, cafes, see people. They're outside, they're celebrating life.
Yeah.
Seattle's pretty widespread. Yeah. So doesn't really have that vibe. Certain parts are like that, but Portland is so small. You walk outside, you feel like you're in a movie set as well. You're like, where am I? Am I in a movie?
Yeah.
You'll love it.
That's awesome.
I love Oregon.
Yeah.
Shout out to our listeners in Portland if you're there.
Woo! And I'm sorry to all my New Yorkers that I'm just not.
We don't
I'm
have any anymore. Made. Thanks a lot, Casey.
I'm not made for your city. I feel like it's a very polarizing
city. New
Yorkers,
like, it runs deep. You just offended them very
much. Yeah, they're like, all right, well, fuck off.
I know. They definitely would. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, at least you have 3 out of the 4 who are in support of your city. And I support you living there. I just want you to know that there's a better way. Life can be easier. Anyway.
Wow. So she half supports you. Anyways. So,
what I was saying is that what I realized when I went to shop for this book is that this bookstore that he bought me this gift card to is Chicago's only Black female-owned bookstore and gallery space. And it's called Semicolon Bookstore and Gallery. And you guys, I had so much fun looking through all of like her collection, and it's just the way that she organizes it is so fun. It's like New on the Block, What We're Reading Now, Staff Picks, Awarden, Politicizing, So Good You Can't Put It Down. And then there's a kids book section that's for the shouties. It's so cute.
Not for the shouties.
Yes. It's so cute. And then she has Hood Classics. That's it's just very
I just really appreciate it. Yeah. I love that.
So shout out to y'all, Semicolon Bookstore and Gallery. If y'all are looking for some good reads, I just ordered 3 books that I'm so excited to read.
Give us one or two or three.
I knew that y'all were going to ask me that. So one of them is a book of poetry called 1919. I'm forgetting who it's by.
You're going to let me borrow it? Yes, I will.
It's by Eve L. Ewing. And then I bought Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo by Zora Neale Hurston, I believe that one is by.
Good picks. These sound really interesting.
And then I bought The Death of Vivek Oji by I'm so sorry. And this is one of the it was an award-winning one, and it sounds so good. I'm so sorry if I mispronounce your beautiful name. Akwaeke Emezi is the author, I believe. I apologize for my horrible Americanness. But those are my 3 books, and I'm so excited.
Oh my God, they sound amazing. I'm going to get a shirt on it that just says, I apologize for my horrible Americanness. That's our next merch idea.
Yeah, that's such a move.
Also, Semicolon Bookstore's Instagram is semicolon chai. So it's SEMICOLONCHI if you want to give them a follow and then buy some books from them.
Get you a gift card, get someone else a gift card. Like, let's go, guys. Get actual books, like with this nonsense online. Get an actual book. There's a difference. I swear there's a difference when you actually have an actual physical book in your hand and you get to turn the page. It just puts you like right in the world.
There is.
So let's go back to reading books, guys. Yeah. I feel so old.
I'm so excited. I know, right? I'm so excited to read, though, for real, for real. So anyway, Paige.
Yeah.
You started school.
I did start school, yes.
What are you going to bring some of your good learning to the pod this week?
This week, I'm not sure about this week, but one of these weeks, yes, I certainly will.
You're going to do what?
What did I learn? So I learned today, we started reading in my religion class about the Christian invasion of indigenous culture in the 1600s.
How was that?
And it's actually very interesting because in the textbook, the textbooks are fairly woke-ish, I'd say.
Yes, woke textbooks.
Ish.
Are they new-ish?
A lot of it is, I read an article today by James P. Rhonda, and it's called We Are Well As We Are. And it was, I believe it was written in the 70s or the 80s, but it was about... it was kind of from the indigenous people's perspective rather than the Christian perspective. Because I think that what we all kind of, which I certainly didn't ever frame in my head. But I'm sure that I'm the only person ever that wasn't oh, duh. But, in history books, a lot of the time, Christian missionaries, who came over to the indigenous people in America are seen as saviors and they're very much framed in textbooks as the good guy.
The pilgrims?
Yes. And so it's very cool to kind of see both sides and get more of their perspective of how they felt about Christianity being forced upon them and that's probably the bulk of what this podcast cares about, what I learned today, because then I just did my nutrition homework for hours and
so proud of you.
So much science. There's this book that I really want to recommend. You'd have to be a person like me that loves the news and cares not cares about democracy, but is interested in the structures of it and the history behind it, not just just you'd have to really be a me to
if you
to
hate
really...
democracy, this book is
not. I know, right? if you care about democracy at all, you will read this book. If not, then you're trash and you don't. So.
you don't even deserve this book. Okay. Actually.
That's not what I said, but that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what you said. We got you.
It's called On Democracy by Robert A. Dahl. And it's also kind of a dated-ish book. It's from the original text was written in the 80s, but it's all still very relevant, unfortunately. And it just kind of talks about the structure of democracy and why it works and what's good about it and what you have to do to maintain it and all of that. So more to come on what else I learned. I also learned how to read a legal opinion, which was fun.
That means. What?
Me either.
What is it?
It does feel like that. So a legal opinion is when a judge rules on a case, it's called an opinion. And so they write out their reasoning for why they did, what precedents they used, and everything like that. And so I have to read a lot of those for one of my classes. So I kind of learned like the structure of what one of those were. What else? Forensic science class is really fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Forensic science.
Yeah. I'm just learning how to solve a crime.
How to CSI.
Yeah. I'm going to be CSI. A CSI politician. And it's going to be great.
Awesome. What's the song for CSI?
I've been watching so much Law & Order SVU, I have no idea.
Oh my God, that does not sound good for you. CNN. Who are
you? Who?
Yeah, that's it. That's
yes!
It.
Who? I don't really
want to know. Wow, okay. Yeah. And now,
so yeah, that's a page update for school.
Thank you.
Moving on.
So much for that. Now I think Alaska is asleep on her mic. So we're off to a great start. Are you about to say something this close to the mic? Because I'm really nervous. Okay.
It was just asleep from my story.
You'll never know. No, it wasn't. I was paying attention. And that's the best you're going to get from me. If you saw me in school, you would understand why that was a big deal.
That was so aggressive.
Ask any of my teachers.
Okay, fair. Well, okay. So, lots happened this week. Happening. There's been a lot of great things, though.
Yes.
We have our first black. What is he? Pentagon chief. What is his title?
He runs the Pentagon.
Is it Pentagon chief?
That's what it's going to be now.
Secretary of Defense.
He is the captain of the Pentagon.
Secretary of Defense. Really? He's Secretary of Defense?
Yeah, that's him.
Can we phone a friend?
We did phone a friend.
Oh, sorry, the wizard.
The wizard has provided us with answers.
And
Bernie is now in his new position as the budget person. These titles are great. I'm memorizing. He's like
Bernie,
federal budget supervisor, human chairman.
Okay, can somebody tell me how many? Can we order some Bernie mittens? Can we get some mittens? Can we get some fucking justice and juice mittens, Bernie style? I need some.
Yes. The wizard is the one who controls that, and he's actively ignoring you.
I saw something. On Twitter that said that Bernie old shirts with him on them and then donated all of it to like Feeding America. I can't remember. I think No Kid Hungry or something.
Of course.
God bless him.
He's the best.
They were like, Bernie, what do you think about your attire? And he was like, I don't care about that. Basically, he was like, I'm just trying to be warm.
I was cold. I'm old and it was cold outside.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
No, it's so funny.
His name is Anthony Blinken, excuse me.
Who?
I read the wrong name and I...
Who are you looking for?
No. I was going to look for the guy that you were talking about, the defense secretary.
Austin.
And I just said the wrong name. My bad. I read his name is Lloyd Austin. Yes.
Okay.
My fault entirely. Everybody, his name is not Anthony Blinken.
His name is Lloyd Austin and he is the captain of the ship of the Pentagon. If you were wondering, that's what he does.
Very much correct.
He flies the Pentagon.
We can't make mittens, but we can make socks.
Can we make socks?
Yeah. Socks. You want to see some socks?
We can't make Bernie.
Yeah, I want socks.
You want to see some like Justice and Juice
so
socks?
So bad.
Do yeah. You want
socks? I'll mock
yes,
up something right now.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I wore my Blackboard Collective backpack for the first time yesterday, and it was an eye catcher. Okay? It's beautiful. So everybody needs to order the backpack. I also wore my beanie for the first time the other day. It was very cute.
You were walking down your hallway and everybody was like, girl, where'd you get
Yeah, right. Like, where did you go?
She went to her post box and they were like, dang, girl.
I mean,
she like got all dressed up to like go to her car to get something.
I forever just think it's so funny to visualize everybody wearing Blackboard Collective just like to walk down the street or like walk to the kitchen or.
No, I have a friend who was in my bubble who I did a self-tape with. And so literally he was just the one who was like, your backpack is dope. And that to me
I'm
was
sorry.
Everybody saying my backpack was dope because he's one of the only people that I see in person.
Am I not a friend in your bubble?
Alaska.
That's all I heard. But whatever.
I don't remember being invited into your bubble.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, wait, we were all in each other's bubble like before I left. So I feel like that was.
That's true. Oh, Paige, also, you're on my shit list too. Why? Oh, my birthday's on like literally Sunday. Where are you? Where are you? Say, I'm gonna be back. I'll be back in January.
Listen, you know what? You can tell that to California's spiking COVID numbers, and I can't. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Wow. I love you all. I'm just messing.
Very much. Wow. Drink some tequila.
Get I will. Nice. I will. I'll drink all of this tequila.
Okay. Anyways.
Biden signed the executive order to lift the ban on transgender people being
in the military. Let's have an applause for that one.
Which, thank God, what an awful thing to even have to do. Like, the fact that was ever a thing is just really completely absurd.
Did you guys also see what fucking John Cornyn said, too, about that? He quote-tweeted that. Because did you also see AOC, like, rip him to shreds?
Yeah.
But... So he quote tweeted it and was like, oh, another move for unity? Question mark. Like,
I can't.
They are.
Do you have AOC's response? The clapback queen?
Let me see. Let me just find it real fast. And
Wizard, can we get segments just on our podcast of the clapback queen? Do we just do a tweet a day? A tweet episode of AOC?
Actually, you know I would be so down with that.
Let's do it.
Shit all the time.
And what is the clapback for today, Paige?
The clapback for today is please hold. I'm finding it. Okay. Senator John Cornyn of Texas? Is there Texas? Yeah, Texas.
Texas?
He's the like tall old white man.
Which one?
Exactly. So he quote tweeted an article that said Biden to end partial ban on transgender soldiers in U.S. military. He tweeted and said another quote unifying move by the new administration. And then AOC said, I don't know if you're a politician that thinks ending discrimination is divisive. You might not want to publicly advertise that.
Yeah. So. Yes.
And this has been the clapback corner.
I'm so like. Can somebody answer my question? Does AOC have like good security? Does anybody know? I want to know. She needs to have like.
She probably doesn't have like presidential level security, but she's not going to the House right now. She's not traveling to Washington right now because she's afeared for her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fucking Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene who have posed. Next to pictures of her and the rest of the squad with guns.
That's just
cute.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I need expel her
them from the Senate, the House. Anyways, who else has been?
Yeah, they really should be expelled. That should not be a thing that's okay. Like, that's simply like what?
Yeah. Lauren Boebert is she's from Florida, but she represents Colorado, which is where I'm from. But she represents a district that's like nowhere near anyone that I know or love. But maybe my aunt and uncle. So I retract the love part. But I know I love them. But she's been like arrested multiple times. She like just got her GED, and she's like she posed with multiple. Like white supremacists. And there's a picture of her with the fucking don't tread on me flag, like on the Capitol steps from like 2019. Like, I just don't understand how she's still holding her position. I don't get it.
Question. I don't know. Does anybody know about where we stand as far as fuckface order or letting people off? Like the people, what do you call that?
No, pardoning? I don't know that.
Pardoning. Pardoning, he was pardoning. He didn't pardon any of the rioters, did he?
No, he didn't pardon any. No, he didn't pardon any of the rioters. He didn't.
That laugh was at you, rioters.
I forgot your fucking.
Like, you thought secret, your like, little president was gonna come through and fucking pardon you? Didn't give a fuck about you. Go drink some tequila. What the fuck are you doing?
Don't drink tequila and just sit. And
yeah, probably don't. You're right.
Yeah, I need y'all to sit down somewhere and be very sober with a lot of books around you. That's what I want you to
do. A lot of books. Like
start with the democracy.
starting with On Democracy by fucking Robert A. Dahl. Okay.
Jesus. There you go. And next, maybe just like the dictionary, and maybe after that, just
for the love of God, stop reading your Facebook feed and thinking it's fact. That's all I have to say.
Please get off social media.
Get all the way off of it until you have the context clue skills enough to say this is false, this doesn't seem real, I don't know about this, and then research for yourself.
Yeah. Also, thinking a lot about, and I'm not going to derail us into last week's conversation, but I was thinking a lot about our conversation from last week and like censorship and social media and stuff like that. And it occurred to me that social media is a luxury. Mm-hmm. it's not a given. Like, there are several children. My nephews weren't allowed to have social media for a while. People get put in Twitter jail all the time. People, you know, like, it's not something, I don't think we can call somebody being banned from a luxury platform censorship. Because if he wanted to, you know, make a video and post it on his own blog, then he could still do that. I don't know.
I think too that there's, because I've also been kind of thinking about this too, and I think that there's a difference between, I can say, fuck Donald Trump when he's the president, and I can't be arrested for saying that. Right. I can't, like, that's what freedom of speech means. It doesn't mean that I can't say, you know, something very violent about Jack who owns Twitter, and that I'm, or tell, you know, like, say something racist, say something homophobic, say something violent, and that's protected.
Right.
It's protected as I'm not going to go to jail for saying these things, but that doesn't mean that you just get to stay on the platform if you're violating their terms of service. Like,
right.
It doesn't mean you're free from consequences. It just means you're not going to be you're free from consequences from the law.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what that means.
But for things that have been happening this week, Paige, do you have any more insight? And or Laska, anybody who's been paying more attention than me, I know that we had a ton of stuff. If you haven't checked out our video for this week on the Blackboard Collective, we talked about the millions of things that President Biden has on his plate for these first 100 days. And seems to be going pretty well so far. He seems to be cooking with a lot of gas. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm pretty pleased with what I have heard. But have you guys heard any stories or anything that I probably would have missed?
No, not really. I mean, to be quite honest, I haven't really been like as into the news as, because I like used to just have like so much time, and now I just like don't have that much time. So I mostly get like my little updates via my phone, and that's what I see.
Right.
I did see today that we're buying 200 million more doses of vaccine.
Yes, we are.
Which is like very big for us, and that means that the majority of Americans could be vaccinated by the end of the summer, which is very exciting and a lot less bleak than what everybody else has been saying.
One thing I'm frustrated about with the vaccinations, and well, it's really not about the vaccinations, but it's really about LA in general. California. I didn't understand. I think Newsom just like lifted the whole situation in California so we can now reopen restaurants and do this outside. And I'm like, we get a little bit of dip in our numbers. Let's just open the fucking restaurants back up. I don't even get this. I don't understand it. If somebody else has something else to say about it, great. I'm just wondering, like, if the reason why our numbers dipped is because we shut the shit down, then don't just open them back up. I don't understand. And I get that there's a lot of pressure on him. I get there's a lot of pressure on him from small businesses and people who are running businesses, and they need the money so they can keep their shit open. I get it. However, you ain't gonna have a business if everyone's dead. So that's my point of view. Go ahead, Wizard.
So yeah, that's a really, really good point. So the stay-at-home order was done by the state of California to kind of supersede all the counties. So what happened when you released the stay-at-home order, it allows the counties to go back into their, what they thought was the best options for their individual areas. So that's why certain places who are doing better than others can reopen more safely than others. But with the stay-at-home order in place, they couldn't do that. So now it's back to the counties at a county level. So you're asking and you're saying, hey, so what's the deal though? Like the numbers just got a little bit better. Well, everything's about projection. So when they see numbers that are going to explode, they go, stay at home order needs to happen because we are seeing a projection in the really awful way. Same thing they can do when they see the numbers go back. There aren't big events taking place anytime soon that would require lots of travel. They knew Thanksgiving, the holiday, they knew Christmas, they knew New Year's were going to be awful, and they tried their best to keep people from doing what they did. So now, unfortunately or fortunately, it was as bad as it was, but maybe that was actually not that bad. Hard to tell. I know it sounds terrible, it looked terrible, but it could have been way worse. So now they are allowing the counties to go back to doing what they think is most safe for them. And they will always be able to still structure how they want to, you know, open things. So I think it's a great, it's really good news. Just so you know, it is really good news. It doesn't mean you should go run around because you shouldn't. You should still be extremely safe. But I do think certain activities can be done in a way that are much safer than they were even in November.
I just don't know that I trust the public though, Wizard. That's my concern is like, you open up restaurants and you're like, okay, if everybody is safe, like you go to the grocery store and everyone's not standing 6 feet apart. Like people aren't fucking paying attention to that shit. I see it. Like I'm like, so I don't even go to the store anymore. Obviously I do delivery, curbside. But when I go and I see these places that were open before, even the people at the restaurants, like they're like, we have to keep our business open. So I don't know how their mind is. They're doing what they have to do at the very minimum of CDC guidelines to like make sure they can keep open. But it seems like tables are close together and people standing in line are close together. And it's like, if you put that on people, you entrust people to follow that. It just doesn't seem like they are. So that's where my concern is. And it's like, okay, well then we're going to see a spike again.
So like, I know what you're saying. It's like the stay at home order didn't stop a lot of people from doing things they shouldn't have done.
It stopped a lot. I mean, I live on Sherman Oaks, like right off Ventura. And when all that shit shut down, there was like nobody on Ventura. When it was open, people were dining out like at every restaurant in Ventura is what I'm saying. So you see it.
Outdoor dining is the safest. It's safer to do outdoor dining than it is probably to go to your smaller local market. Now, Costco's are pretty dang big and Targets. I mean, those might be relatively safe as being outside. But being in an outdoor dining scenario, it isn't horrible of a thing to do. But I just think, too, the pressure mounted on Newsom, he's getting hated by everybody. You're either too closed or you're too open. And I do think that letting the counties now have more say is really good because the numbers are getting better. We can applaud and be happy and thankful that they are getting better and then understand there's still a lot of risk out there. And
people need to learn to cook. That's my opinion.
I mean, like, honestly, just stay home. Like,
yeah,
just,
I mean, okay. I do. Okay. At this point, I think I'm in support of another just like full at least 2 week lockdown. Like everything down. Because that's the thing that we haven't done again here is like do a full on like from what we did at the beginning.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and I just think 14 days, like, we're all used to being in our homes.
Just suck it up and do it. Like, I get people don't want to do it. I don't want to be stuck in my fucking house for another year, but if you don't want to be stuck in your house for another year, just do it. Like, learn to cook and make a fucking living room fort and shut up and, like, do it. And then, like, make it fun, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like, do some crazy fun shit in your house you haven't done yet during quarantine, and then, you know, eventually we'll all be able to come out again. But everybody has to take it serious enough to be able to get through it is a thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I highly recommend a paint by numbers. I did multiple of those.
Oh, when
at
you
the beginning
were
of quarantine, and it really passes the time. I spent like days in my room just like painting, and I was like, I am an artista. I'm not, but it was fun. It passes the time if you're looking
breathing
for something
in the fumes.
To do. Yeah, I was like, it was like drinking wine. It was like 11 a.m. and I was like, I've been painting for hours. I need wine. Like,
that's Tiffany. She cracks up that paint stuff we got from you.
Oh my gosh, exciting!
Never send you something. No, yeah, she likes to set her. Guys, picture this. She's just sitting on our balcony with her easel, her glass of wine.
Yes.
Looking at the other building across the building from us.
She's just like painting like a concrete building. Like, wow,
that's so cute.
This is how I feel right now.
Oh my gosh, did you get her a paint thing for her birthday or something?
No, I had, so before I left, I had like this set of paints that I bought, but then I didn't need anymore. And so I was like, I don't know what to do with these paints. And I said something and Alaska was like, oh, like Tiff paints. And I paint sometimes. And I was like, do you want this set of paints? Like, I don't have
it's
any
really reason. Nice paints.
And they're really, yeah, they're like really nice legit. Paints.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, it was like a brush set. There was like a whole situation. Yeah. And I just like gave it to them. And it was my parting gift before I left for Georgia. Yeah. Nice. I can't wait to see what you paint.
The impeachment stuff started today.
Oh, yes. Well, kind of.
I mean, at least like first steps, right?
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing real quick before we get into impeachment? Because I feel like it's going to go far. I just want to throw out real quick. I'm really excited that he stopped Keystone. This is like a huge, yes. huge deal. And by doing that, I was just reading that it temporarily halts the oil activity in the Arctic Refuge, which was like a big deal out in Alaska. Remember, I think I was telling everybody at Blackboard about how big of a deal that is. They didn't open up. They have never opened up the Arctic. Up there for drilling for years. They've been trying to do this since the 80s. Finally, Fuckface was able to tap into that and get that through. They were just starting to bid on land. Don't fact check me, people. Fact check me, because I really don't know 100%. But it was somewhere along the line that they were trying to bid off the land or get it going with the oil. But according to a few articles, his plans are halting that, which I'm very happy to hear. Hopefully that will actually stop it. You know, it's not there. It's not our fucking land to do that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, a few hours ago, he signed an executive order to stop for-profit prisons, which is very exciting.
Really?
I knew that
on the docket, but I didn't know that he had signed it.
Yep. So they started it during the Obama era, and then homeboy that he who must not be named. Like repealed it and was just like, yeah, so people go off. And then Biden was like, no, not so.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
So not today, Satan.
And yeah. Not today, Satan. And then you saying that reminded me of another thing that started in the Obama era that old boy from down the block stopped.
I forget what you're going to say.
We're getting Harriet Tubman on the, is it the hunt? Wait, which bill is it?
The 20, isn't it?
$20 bill? Yay. Getting rid of Andrew Jackson and getting.
Yeah, like go buy Andrew Jackson. I saw a thing and I would actually just like to get your thoughts on it. So there was a tweet by a woman. Let me see if I can find it. She basically said that I think I liked it. I think I actually specifically liked it so I could talk about it with you guys. Hang on, I like a lot of.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, elevator music in between, please.
Okay, I can't find it. I didn't like it. But she basically said something to the effect of like a woman who was sold for capital being on capital felt like weird to her, and. As a white woman, I feel like I was just like, okay, like an opinion. Sure. Yes. But what do you guys think about that? Like, is it exciting to see Harriet? Like, I think it's exciting.
I am excited. Harriet Tubman.
I think that it's exciting to like have,
not
a fucking old white dude on our money.
Yes.
Because it just makes it seem like old white men just like did all this. And that's not true.
It's not true even a little bit. And so, I mean, you know. Whatever. Black people are not a monolith, so
absolutely,
I'm sure is out there and welcomed as well. As for me in my house, I am very excited to see Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
I can't wait to see a person of color on a bill.
That's incredible. I mean, we put all of these people who supposedly, when you see somebody on a bill, it's because they were a part of building the foundation of America. That is kind of what we're taught to believe. And the fact that none of those people are black is absolutely insane. And I actually do think it's very correct to have a slave, especially a slave who fought to bring so many people to freedom, being honored as somebody who was a part of building the foundation of America. Because as much as we don't like to admit it, slaves are the foundation of America's.
They are the foundation of America. Like,
the fact that she's the only slave that's on a dollar, honestly,
correct,
is probably correct. Weirder.
It's a problem. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I think that it's way overdue. I'm hoping that it actually gets done this time, because I know it's something that started in the Obama era and then they couldn't get it done and then he repealed it. So now we're like starting over again. Like, I just want it done. Like, next week, give me my check in all Tubmans. That's what I want. Give me a case of Tubmans.
Can we get Wizard t-shirt? That is a fucking t-shirt.
I love that so much.
I want my give money in Tubmans.
In all Tubmans.
Wow. That I want.
Thank you.
That is what I want. That.
I thank you really and go Tubmans. Buy.
It's the only type yes. of cash I accept.
So. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay, cool. Right. That was kind of like how I was feeling, but I didn't know if it was like a wider felt opinion, and I just like didn't know about it.
You know, it could be.
I'm sure it is, but yeah, I don't like.
That's just me talking, and I mean,
yeah.
You know what I love? I just love that like these old racist white people are gonna have to pull their $20 out, and Harry Tubman's gonna be on. Like, ha, bitch! Yeah. Yeah. got him. They gotta pay with it. Like, just fucking, they just bitter, just bitter as fuck, just pulling that shit out of their wallet. Just
I will
bitter.
Literally spend like $20 just to racist people, just to help you fuck with them. Like, I don't even have it, but I'll be like, you know what?
Like, do you think white supremacists will just avoid $20 bills? Like, they just won't.
Oh my God. Can we just like inundate? I don't want to inundate the Proud Boys with 20s, but
no.
Counterfeit?
No. Yeah, counterfeit one.
Counterfeit all day long. For
sure, if you're from the government listening to this, none of us know how to make counterfeit money. So
no,
don't
worry. All of us?
It would in no way be like legitimate. I'm just get on Photoshop. Honestly, we could do that anyway.
Photoshop.
We could put my face on a bunch of bills and send it to the the Proud Boys. Don't do that, y'all.
Don't do that. I was like, no,
not do that. No.
I mean, at least Harry Tubman is gone. She's like, right, she's been here and gone.
I know. As soon nothing, as I said it, I was
nothing
like,
further
no.
can happen to her.
No, never mind. I don't want it.
Okay, wait. Who else got confirmed? I feel like...
Wow, Raymond, this sounds like me.
Talking about confirmation.
We were. We've jumped around a lot because, unfortunately, it seems like everybody is as informed this week as I am, which is a problem. Usually...
I think real quick, I think someone should name everything that Biden has signed off real quick. Like, because I don't know that everybody knows. Isn't there only like a few of the, what did he sign? I mean, oh my God, why are you guys so mad? What?
I mean, no, we're not mad. We're just like nobody.
Here's
nobody
a full list of Biden's executive actions so far. I have it.
Okay. Iconic. Why don't you read it off?
Yeah.
Because you guys know I can't read. That's not fair.
What do you mean you can't read?
Girl, you are a poet, rapper.
I have to write it down. I can't read other people's words. I swear.
I believe in you. You got this.
The tequila. Okay, day one. Freezing approval of rules passed in final days of Trump's presidency. That's not a thing, is it? Yeah, it is. Oh, rejoining the Paris Agreement on climate change. Ordered executive order to promote racial equity.
Woo! Wait, what does that mean, though?
What does it do?
Like, Biden ordered his government to conduct equity assessments of its agencies and Oh my God.
Reallocate? Is that what you're about
Thank
to
say? Thank you. Yes, but I was reading it as like reallocated resources to advance equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality. Thank you. I can read.
You crushed that. Yes.
Proclamation ending ban on U.S. entry from so the Muslim ban, right?
Oh, awesome. My God. Thank God.
That's that. Mm-hmm. I can't. Executive order requiring mask wearing on
and once again,
property.
The fact that was ever a thing is crazy.
Yeah, it's just, absolutely. Come on. Did you guys get the mask wearing thing? Yeah.
Yep.
Executive order coordinating a government-wide COVID-19 response. Working on that.
Finally. Just fucking a year too late. It's fine.
Immigration enforcement policies. Undoing regulatory... Okay. Immigration enforcement policies, revoking a Trump-era policy that cracked down on communities shielding undocumented immigrants from deportation.
Oh, cool.
So he vows to, quote, protect national and border security and address the humanitarian challenges at the southern border.
Okay.
So he's going to stop family separation, essentially.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Executive order undergoing regulatory restrictions on federal agencies.
I don't know what that means.
So Biden's order scrapped a batch of Trump-era executive actions that restricted how federal agencies make regulatory changes, including one measure requiring agencies to discard two regulations for every one proposed. Still don't get it, but I'm sure it's good.
I think he's just trying to re-regulate all of the things that Trump deregulated.
Makes sense.
A lot of
put the train back on the track.
Correct. A lot of
I need him
for the visual learners. He just put the train on the track.
A lot of 45 supporters have been saying, like, you know, our economy was thriving because, you know, the markets were deregulated and there were like less rules for things to happen. But they were not good. They were good rules to be in place when they were in place. Mm-hmm. And they made it harder for companies to treat their employees bad. They made it harder for, like, there were like a lot of tax regulations and all kinds of things like that. So that's like a very blanketed explanation, but
it's got like it's an umbrella. There's things underneath.
He's re-regulating all of the things that Trump deregulated.
I need him to re-regulate it and then make a law that people can't just deregulate everything.
Right. Right.
Can we get regulated and deregulated on a shirt?
You want everything on a shirt today.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of merch ideas coming at you.
Can we get this whole podcast on a shirt? On a shirt. Like everything we said.
And the entire transcript of this podcast on
a shirt. No, that has to go on a transcript.
That's what your little like quote is, Laska. Can I get that on a shirt? That's your shirt? Mine's like, I watch CNN and yours is, can I get
do
that
you
on
even
shirt?
Have like a blackboard shirt?
I don't yet, guys. I'm bored. Help me.
Well, you know what? Someone's birthday is a coming up.
It is.
I have a hat, but Zach gave that to me, so it doesn't count. It does count. It counts because he gave it to me, but it doesn't count because I didn't buy it. That's why.
It's your birthday. Your birthday we'll is figure coming. Something out.
We'll figure something out.
Anyways, okay. Continue on.
Executive order incorporating undocumented immigrants into the census.
Oh, good. Ooh. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Executive order refocusing on the climate crisis and canceling the Keystone XL permit. Woo! Yeah. And on top of that, we paused oil and gas leasing in the Arctic National Refuge. Executive order banning discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Thank you. Come on. That.
Blessings.
Revamping regulatory review. Hello. Biden directed the head of the Office of Budget Management to oversee an effort to modernize and improve the regulatory review process. Paige?
I don't know what that is.
Come back to me next week. I will know more.
Google is great. Executive order mandating ethics pledge for government appointees.
Oh, that sounds like it should be a thing.
What's the explanation? Yeah, why is that not already a thing?
On the heels of Trump's midnight bid to reverse ethics commitments for executive branch employees, Biden signed an order requiring all government appointees to sign an ethics pledge prohibiting the acceptance of gifts from registered lobbyists and lobbying for at least 2 years after exiting the government. I dig it.
Nice. That's great.
Oh, so wait, does that then undo the executive order? No, it doesn't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Proclamation pulling funds from border wall. Fuck that wall. Let's go down there and kick it down. Fuck it. We'll just take a sledgehammer.
I totally forgot about that wall, y'all. That would have, like, what?
Because it never happened, really. There's like a small section of it that happened.
The fact that there was ever any money spent on that is so upsetting.
He's like, we're going to take that $20, the Harriet Tubman dollars back on that wall, please. Thank you. She does not approve.
Right. Biden said no.
Right.
Give me those Tubmans.
Executive order pausing federal student loan payments.
A blessing. Wow.
Oh, I'm so in debt.
Now, cancel it.
Yeah, right.
Cancel the debt. If you can pause it, just cancel it.
Bernie, if you can hear us.
Bernie, AOC, anybody? Listening, please.
Reinstating deferred and forced departure for Liberians. Oh, yeah, for Liberians. I wanted to say librarians. But we're actually talking about Liberians. Okay. Strengthening deferred action for childhood arrivals.
Is that DACA?
Yes, DACA. So we're going to bring that back. Then yeah, so there's a day two, but we're going to stop here. Look it up, y'all.
Y'all, that was just day one.
That was day one.
Like, that was what he did after.
Even after as a day three. Ceremony.
After the ceremony, that's all he was doing. He was signing. He was signing.
Yes. He expanded food stamps on day three. Like, let's
Yes. Yes.
Really, I mean, assisting veterans in debt. We don't even help our veterans enough. That's truly, probably, you know.
We really don't.
For about 2 million veterans freezing on federal debt. We should just cancel their debt. Like,
yeah, completely. We should.
Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
No, we should.
They're like, I could have died. Hello?
Right.
Can you, like, I don't fucking owe you shit. I owed you my, I gave you my life.
Right.
So cancel my debt. Thank you.
I thought that they did cancel veterans' debt. That's crazy that they don't.
They only have like a certain, it's like veteran, we should do a whole episode on like veteran affairs.
We should. That's
it's great. It's a very like convoluted and very weird thing.
Huh.
Like they have like a stipend to go to school with. And it's like a large stipend. You can typically like, it's like a call, it's college money. Yeah. And I know somebody who, her ex-husband was in the military. And you get like a stipend for you and a stipend for like your children.
Yeah.
And he used them both and dropped out of school and like has continued to drop out of school. And so like now his child doesn't have the money to go to school that he like used. So like,
oh, it's a stipend. It's not like per person. It's like
something like that. I honestly, I don't have enough like actual knowledge about it to really like speak on it. But maybe next week we should do like a veterans.
Guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just read this one. Executive order reaffirming commitment to tribal sovereignty.
Oh.
Yeah. So emphasizing the administration's commitment to respecting the sovereignty of American Indian and Alaskan Native tribes. Biden orders reaffirmed a Clinton-era policy mandating all department and agency heads regularly consult with tribal officials on policy matters that may affect them, which I think is really
that's
awesome.
That's incredible.
I really love that. I really, really love that.
I think it's just so exciting and also so sad that, like, our – like, that the humanity has been brought back into our political system and that for the last 4 years, it's like we were, like, emaciated. From that,
yeah.
Like we were like starving for any sort of humanity. Like watching Jen Psaki do a press briefing is like delightful.
Yeah.
Because for the last 4 years, every press briefing was like it's so tumultuous. There was like this tension, and she was lying, and then like everybody that's gotten up there was lying, and it was always so angry. They were so angry. And now you've got just like a, you know, like a mama too, like being chill, being cool, like everyone's calm. It's just like nice.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the like calmness of it all.
But also like tumultuous. I love this word.
Ah, such a good word. But that's what I mean, for the last 4 years, that's what our lives have been. Our lives have been waking up every morning being like, what the fuck did the fucker tweet today? Or, you know, like what crazy executive order is he going to sign today? Who's he going to ban from the world today?
I know.
And I think that like, if there's anything that's done in the next 4 years, I really do think that this is not saying that we ever need to stop fighting and keep going and keep pushing for equality.
Right.
And like pushing for what we need. But there is like this, it feels like the fire has kind of just been like put out. It was raging and it's like, it's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
The temperature has lowered, which I think is it's really special. And I really do think that I've say this like once a podcast all the time, but remember who you vote for. Like keep in mind who you vote for, because we could have avoided a lot of bullshit the last 4 years.
You're right. Yeah.
If people had shown up and if people had not thought their vote was a joke or not thought it was funny to vote for Trump or not written in Beyonce or Harimbe, like there are so many things that could have happened differently. And, you know, and like they happened and we are here now and we press forward. But I think that the only thing that we can really all take from this is that democracy is fragile and your vote matters. And it really does.
Right.
And that's what I've learned in school this week.
Amen, amen, amen. Love you did that. That was great.
A plus for me.
A for you. A for you, Virgo, always.
And there was Virgo.
Do Virgos get other grades? I don't know.
No. They're
just A's.
The only one that
no, we don't. And in like a couple weeks when I'm like deep in school and you guys see me, you're going to be like, are you okay? Because I'll be like a psycho person if I don't have all A's.
What kind of student were you, Casey? What kind of grades did you get?
Mostly A's. I always got a B in Spanish. And I got a C in math.
It was like, yo quiero Taco Bell. And they were like,
I will say that math and science I do really struggle in. So I try to like give myself a pass. And if I don't get like an A in math or science classes, I don't like get mad at myself, but yeah. I try really hard.
Yeah, no, I gave up on Spanish and math. I had to sit down with my parents about math because I had a math tutor and everything. And I was like, you guys,
I did too.
This is just not my ministry. This is not where it's going to come from. Yeah. What we're looking for is to pass. Okay. That's what we're looking for.
I had a math tutor one time and I got like a 73 in the class or something. And I was like, psyched out of my mind, and I texted her and I was like, girl, thank you so much, like you the best. And she texted me and she was like, is this good, like 73? And I was like, it's passing.
And yeah, I passed. And it's not do, you guys will actually meet my high school math tutor because I think we're gonna have him as a guest. He's a doctor now, and he's been working on the front lines of this whole pandemic. And he was my math tutor when I was in high school. And he, I, poor thing, because he really had his work cut out for him, but I passed.
I was terrible at math, but I never had a math tutor. I never had a math tutor, but I don't know how I passed.
You're probably just good at it.
No, I was not good at math. I passed with like a D minus. The fuck? Like, not even. Like, I could do algebra, everything else. No, yeah, D is passing. No.
I had to do like basic equations today, and I sat there like,
oh, girl, a basic equation.
What do I do?
You were like, 3+.
Because I was just like, how do I find the percentage of where does it come from? Like, I can't.
Hell no.
I will, and I will find a way, but it's really hard.
I walk around feeling real dumb sometimes, just making recipes of food. just like a cup of what plus what half?
Right.
Plus a third? Tiffany!
I don't add fractions. I'll just do it in like one, like even as a bartender, I didn't do that.
Yeah, no.
I'm instead of just doing like 1.5 ounces or whatever, I'd be like 3/4 twice or 3 times. Like I was like, what?
Right. That's me. Dude, Tiffany's a fucking math whiz, dude. She can just be like, that's it. Like she'll just have the number immediately. But she comes from a family of like, they were all financial advisors. So they're just like
my parents were too.
Yeah,
I'm just
like
not. That.
My mom's a fucking human calculator. She'll just be sitting there and I'll be like, yeah, whatever this is. And she's like, it's 18%. Like,
let's be honest. Our generation, they told us you're going to need this after school. And we were like, ha! And we threw it out the window.
Yeah. And like, we all became like artists and singers. And they were
right.
Like,
yeah, I was going to say, to be fair.
We go to the grocery store with our phone calculators just trying to figure out what the fuck we spent.
To be fair, I wasn't wrong. I really haven't needed it much. So
true.
Truly, my C is serving.
But when you do, you feel real dumb.
And on that note, I think that we can wrap it up. But I do want to bring back.
Write in and tell us what subjects you are bad at.
No, I want to introduce two things. Well, I don't know if we can introduce the first thing, but I'm going to say
why?
It.
Why?
But well, now you got to say because it. I don't think that we have the infrastructure set up yet. But I do. We are looking to create a space where you guys, the listeners, can write into us with any questions that you might feel like silly asking or feel like it might be inappropriate to ask in a situation or you don't want to be dragged. To give you a place to ask us a question in a safe space, we will keep your identity anonymous. You can use a fake name with us as well. That's fine. Yes. And we will answer your question on the air. I said that I wasn't going to introduce that now because I don't know where to tell them to send these questions, but I suppose they could send it to theblackboardcollective@gmail.com.
Yeah, I think that we could just have an email. That's fine. I love that.
Can you spell it out for them though, just in case they spell black all the way? Or is it?
Oh.
It's not.
Oh.
That's why.
Okay. So theblkboardcollective at gmail.com. Wow. That was
That's gmail.com.
Yeah, that was a bop. That song was a bop. I dig it. Coming to you soon on iTunes. And our email song.
Right. And we should figure out what to call that segment once it happens. But send us some questions, y'all. I'm so curious as to what you want to ask. This is a safe space for us all to learn. And I'm always looking for new ways for us all to do it better and to serve you.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't know everything, you guys. So we don't. We don't know anything. We are the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, that was it. If you have questions too that we don't know, we'll like look it up and figure out the answer. And we'll be transparent about that. We won't like sit and be like, we know all.
If you've listened to the show at all, that should be pretty clear that we will tell you that we just don't know. Like we don't know.
Yeah, I spit fake facts all the time.
And that's the beauty of this is that we don't know, but we're always looking to learn.
Yeah.
So yeah, write us.
What was the second thing? There are no city but two things.
Oh, and I said the second thing that I wanted to do today because I feel like we were tired and it was like a weird show. I want us to all leave on something we love. Let's all say something we love before we leave. So Wizard, you go first. What's something you love?
Oh man. First. Okay, I always say the same things. So first I'll say, I love y'all. I love this. I love my wife. I love my family. I love all that. Okay, done. I know it's duh. But something kind of small that's not that crazy. You know what I love? I love cupcakes.
Delicious.
I just do. I love cupcakes. Delightful. They're so good.
Wow. That's
delicious. I love cake.
You love cake? Just like any cake?
Kind of.
Have you ever had cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes?
Yes, I've had cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
So fucking addicting. Okay, you can go, Casey.
I'm sorry.
Don't like New York. Don't like Bundt Cakes. You're fired. Can you fire the founder?
Is this a coup? Yeah. Are you cooing me?
Is this a coup? Yeah. Yeah, it
is. The insurrection has begun.
The insurrection. Well, damn.
We're just going to force you to eat cake.
She said, well, damn.
Let them eat.
Paige, what are you, what do you love?
Okay, two things. As much as I like am like my brain is scrambled and crazy right now, I'm really loving being back in school. It feels really exciting to like one have a purpose again. And I like to learn things. I've always loved to learn things. But I'm also now with my days being like so heavily, not even really heavily scheduled, but like heavily inundated with like shit to do. I'm really enjoying, like the hour or two I give myself a day to like go on a run or do like a Pilates tape or something, just like something active to keep myself active and kind of like give myself a second to, turn my brain off because it's always going. So that's what I love today. Laska, what about you? What about you?
I really love the way you just said that. Laska,
what about you?
That and the word tumultuous. Yeah.
Tumultuous.
Just like.
Oh, I wish there was a button.
Like, feel it. It's just like tumultuous.
Tumultuous is a very satisfying word.
I'll bring you like the root of that word and shit another time when you're not expecting it.
Okay.
The definition.
Wow. But actually, like, my love, I love my partner, Tiffany, and she has the same birthday as my other love, which is Janis Joplin, who I fucking adore. And if you know me, then you know that. She's my favorite singer of all time, favorite artist of all time. I think that there is nobody like her. She's dead, so yeah, I guess was is correct. to think about that for a minute. But she was, like, the one artist that really pushed me as an artist. It was really awesome to see somebody who was so alive on stage and kind of was like really living in the moment. I don't know. I don't get to see that very often. She was like so in her fucking element. When she's in her element, like it doesn't matter what emotion, if she's fucking mad, if she's sad, if she's happy, like that's the performance you get. And that just really struck a chord with me in a good way. So that's it. What about you, Casey? Casey, what you love, girl? We know it's not New York. We know it's
correct.
We know it's not Bundt Cakes.
Now we know a lot about what you don't love. One, it's not Bundt Cakes. It's not New York City.
Clearly, this is my love corner. I need all.
It is Harriet Tubman.
Yes,
it's Harry Tubman.
Okay, I love Tubman.
It is Chicago.
It is Chicago. I do love Chicago and Tubman's. Amazing.
It is bitter, acidic drinks.
That is it as well. Absolutely. My stomach is going to be destroyed when I'm old, but I do love me some bitter, acidic drinks. but I'm yeah, loving
strengthen and
I'm
your enamel. Enamel.
Oh, babe. Oh, that really made me laugh. That like caught me off guard. So what I'm going to say, I do love all those things. What I'm going to list today is a thing that I'm like newly loving, which is my alone time. You guys, I've been having such a good time being by myself, which is so new for me. I just been writing and praying and meditating and worshiping and dancing across my apartment. And like, it's just been so good. Like, I just feel so full and just,
I love that.
It feels so nice to like lay in bed and watch something new and just laugh and talk to the TV by myself. And like the things, like sometimes I do things and I'm like, wow, when I have a partner, that's going to be like,
because now what, the right partner won't care.
No, they won't. They're going to find it so charming. But
I think it's great.
I'm at the point where I am full on screaming. They're
gonna be like, yeah, I love it when she just only wears her blackboard merch and just dances across the floor. And
I love it when she puts her backpack on to go to the kitchen. It's so cute.
I love it. I find it adorable. Scream laughs at the TV by herself. Like,
I can see living that by yourself is living by yourself is a type of freedom that
it's magical.
It's crazy cool.
Yeah.
I have like a little challenge for everybody because I've been doing this it just like starts your day off really great. And it also like gets you active like really fast in the morning. So I have been waking up, getting ready for the day, and then dancing for like 2 minutes and just like, like not like good dancing. Like I'm not like, don't like, I don't need you to like, if you want to like choreograph, like do yourself.
I just want to say that the wizard and Alaska both dropped their heads.
I know, they both were like,
no, I spilled my drink on myself.
I prefer to like bad dance because I think it's more fun.
Yeah, it's more great.
Fuck it up. Put on a song that like gets you going and like makes you feel good. And
what's your song?
I have many. I can't even. There's so many songs. I can't.
What's the one that you listened to today?
Yeah, the one that I listened to today was it was like a '90s song mix. Let me see if I can find it.
Ooh, a '90s song mix. That can only go one way. Well,
it was
'90s song mix.
It was, but it wasn't like the song that I was thinking it was going to be, and it like really surprised me. And it just it like really will make you feel like 1 million times better. Like if you just wake up in the morning and just like shake it out for like a minute and just like kind of let yourself go, it really makes you feel good. Okay, wait, let me see if I can find the song here.
Is something playing? What is that?
No, nothing's playing yet. Hang on.
I hear your music though. I don't know what that
I heard it. Not wrong.
Oh, shit.
That is my
that's a good song.
That's great.
So I challenge everybody, all my listeners, to just like have a morning dance. Have a morning.
I love that. Yeah.
It makes you feel really good. It's really
move.
Fun.
Do it. Move around. Move your body. It's so important.
Yeah. All right. Move your life. Drew Barrymore did. She was like, move, you're alive.
And then she was hitting herself.
I was hitting myself.
Wake up, people.
Move, you're alive. Anyways, that's it. That's all I have.
Go ahead, Casey. Take it away.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Black Work Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Thank you. In the meantime, please subscribe, share, like, rate, comment. Is that everything?
Crushed it.
Wow. Yes. Do all the things. We'll see y'all next. I'm trying, Europe. We will see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Be kind.
Bye.
I thought you were about to sing fucking rah rah oh mama like that.
You guys, I thought we were doing the Temptations, so I was trying to be the, you know, the bass of this, the baritone. Very good. Very good. Whatever. Bye. Bye, y'all.
I can't with that. I don't know what note you just hit. Like, that was
crazy. I don't know either.
Can someone check on Casey? Check on Casey?
I'm too far away. I can't find her.
Wait, I just inhaled tequila.
Stop doing that.
Casey, are you okay?
Oh, we're still recording.
Wizard, you better stop.
Oh god. Bye. He's gonna cut this in. Stop choking.
Oh shit. Oh, that was great.
I needed that laugh. I needed that.
He's
that
crying.
I am weeping. That was so funny.